नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमः श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Text Chapter 8, Text 23. Prayena meyam harinoru mayina vada smritu smrito anena samudyatena kim एवं ब्रुवंस्त्वा अभ्यपतत् गदायुधो नदन् नृसिंहं प्रति दैत्यकुञ्जरः। प्रायेण मेयं हरिणोरुमायिना वदः स्मृतो अनेन समुद्यतेन किम्। एवं ब्रुवस्त्व अभ्यपतत् गदायुधो नदन् नृसिंहं प्रति दैत्यकुञ्जरः। प्रायेण मेयं हरिणोरुमायिना वदः स्मृतो अनेन समुद्यतेन किम्। एवं ब्रुवंस्त्व अभ्यपतत् गदायुधो नदन् नृसिंहं प्रति दैत्यकुञ्जरः। First we'll read the translations from text 19 to 22, then we'll come to this verse. The translation goes like this for text 19 to 22. Before this verse, these four texts are together and they don't have any purport. So we'll read that. Here the situation is, this Narasimhadev has appeared and now Hiranyakashipu is getting the darshan of Narasimhadev. So here it is coming. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Narasimhadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes. which resembled the molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled the flanks of the soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. Now, coming to this text, we'll go word to word meaning. Prayena, probably, me, of me, I am this, Harina, by the Supreme Lord, Urumaina, who possesses the great mystic power, Vadaha, the death, Smritaha, planned, Anena, with this, Samudyatena, endeavor, Kim, what use, Evam, in this way, Bruvan, murmuring, Tu, indeed, Abhyapatat, attacked, Gadayudaha, armed with his weapon, the club, Nadan, loudly roaring, Nrisimham, the Lord appearing in the form of half lion and half man. Prati, toward. Daitya Kunjaraha, Hiranyakashipu, who was like an elephant. Translation. Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, Lord Vishnu, who possesses great mystic power, has made this plan to kill me. But what is the use of such an attempt? Who can fight with me? Thinking like this and taking up his club, Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord like an elephant. Purport. In the jungle, there are sometimes fights between lions and elephants. Here the Lord appeared like a lion, and Hiranyakashipu, unafraid of the Lord, attacked him like an elephant. Generally, the elephant is defeated by the lion, and therefore the comparison in this verse is appropriate. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Parishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. First of all, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here, so that I can attempt to speak on this sacred text, that to the context which is going on with the Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu, especially with Devakinanda Prabhu, so that I can do something. So here the context is something going on very amazing. Hiranyakashipu is getting darshan of the Lord, which is the aspiration of so many devotees and so many practicing sadhakas. And he is getting the direct darshan of the Lord. And Lord is present in his form of Lord Narasimhadev. And Hiranyakashipu is understanding this is the plan of Lord Vishnu. But yet, after understanding all the things, Hiranyakashipu is not surrendering. He is in the mood to take revenge for the death of his brother. He is in the mood to fight and kill the Lord. And that's how the battle starts between Hiranyakashipu and Lord Narasimhadev. Going through the text, we'll see how the battle goes on. And in the next chapter, when Hiranyakashipu is killed, everything is done, then we see how different devotees are offering prayers. And when it comes to Prahlad, now Prahlad also, this is something very amazing, irony. Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu, same family, father and son, one person seeing the Lord is attacking him with revenge, and another person is seeing the Lord and bowing down to him and offering prayers with gratitude. Prahlad declares himself unqualified, and then he is asking for opportunity to serve, opportunity to get the association of the Vaishnavas, and he is expressing his gratefulness for whatever Lord has given us. Actually, this irony is very striking, and very it gives lot of learning lessons also in our life. If we also start counting the blessings of the Lord, the big blessings which the Lord has given us in our life, then the small inconveniences which comes will not be agitated by it, will not be disturbed by it. Those big blessings are many. And in fact, the consciousness of a devotee is that he is grateful for every insignificant thing also which happens in his life by the will of the Krishna. Although when Krishna does things, there is nothing like insignificant. But still, from our perspective, even if we count such insignificant things, devotees are grateful for even the minutest of the favors done by Krishna. If we start counting the favors of the Krishna, there is no end. First of all, we have got the human body. After getting the human body, we are continuously getting nourished by Krishna. Physically also, we are getting the air, water, grains. We are getting the opportunity to live as a human being. We have got, there are so many people who are born with different dysfunctionalities. But then, if we are given the opportunity to live also with some proper body functioning, that also is a favor of Krishna. Then Krishna has given us some inclination for spiritual life, so that we can come out of our cycle of birth and death. Then Krishna has given us the opportunity to get associated with a bona fide parampara, the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Guru Shishya parampara. And then Krishna has given us within that ISKCON and the shelter of Prabhupada books, and so much facilities to practice bhakti, the prasadam of the Lord, the harinam of the Lord. These all are favors, the blessings of the God Krishna in our lives. If we count all these things, if you see the life of the great personalities, Prahlad, Dhruva or any other acharya, they did not have that many facilities as much as we have in our life. Although we have the facilities by their mercy, by their grace only, but they had to struggle for it. Prahlad and Dhruva, when Lord appeared in front of them and Lord is asking, ask something, ask something. Then they are asking, Lord, please give me the association of your devotees. Narottam Das Thakur was hankering, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas, Janame Janame Hoi Ei Abhilash. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that I just want to remain in the association of the devotees and serve the lotus feet of the devotees as well as the Lord. And I am ready to do it birth after birth. So these are the aspirations of the exalted devotees of the Lord. And all these aspirations are anyhow we are getting without even knowing, without even noticing that we are getting all these favors. So counting all these things helps in the life of a devotee to access the mercy. In fact, there is a tremendous mercy coming down in the Guru Shishya Parampara by our Acharyas. To access the mercy, we need to have a grateful heart, which acts like a patra to receive the rain of the mercy which is coming down. And the offenses and the ingratitude is like the hole in the patra. The mercy which gathers, it continuously flows down if there is a hole in the patra. So, an ingrateful person has lot of expectations, lot of demands in his life. And small inconveniences also he is not satisfied with. But a grateful person, even the big turmoils in his life, he gracefully accepts. And that's what Lord Brahma says, Tate Nukampa Susamikshamano. That verse which says, the person who is eligible for liberation, the person who accepts all the tribulations coming in the life as the mercy of the Lord, and then living the life according to the instructions of the Lord. There are enough reasons in our life to surrender, to cooperate, to bow down, to be obedient. And very less reasons to be rebellious, to be disobedient, to be disloyal. But however, the nature of the conditioned mind, the nature of conditioned living entity is such that it always, the lower tendency, it overpowers the higher self by the due course of time. So then, in the life of a practicing devotee, if the core emphasis of the Krishna consciousness is neglected, the core emphasis is attending the morning program, reading Srila Prabhupada books regularly, hearing from the great acharyas, the great souls. If these core aspects are neglected, then a person starts getting distracted from the main frame bhakti. And then in those course of distraction, then all the things come, then person starts feeling he starts fighting for the justice, he starts fighting for his rights, he starts fighting for the post and position. All such things creeps in. So every individual sadhaka, as a practicing sadhaka, actually Prabhupada, that's why he kept reminding us of this basic principle, the basic fact again and again. Ekela Ishwara Krishna Arasa Bhritya. Only independent person is Krishna. Only Ishwara is Krishna. Everybody else is dependent upon him. And as we are dependent, when we know that we are dependent, then we have to be obedient as well. We cannot be independent. So, asuras like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Kamsa, they are high degree disobedient people. But as in Kali Yuga, the tendencies are there in the life, in the heart of every living entity. Those asuric tendencies. So we also develop that tendencies. Too minute portion sometimes, but the tendencies are there. But the good news is, we have the tendency of the other side as well. The tendency of Prahlad, to be grateful always. Only thing we have to keep doing is, keep nourishing the good tendencies by the regular reading, hearing, chanting, Harinam. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj used to give a famous example, the good dog and the bad dog in the heart. So, the good dog, bad dog, both are shouting, barking. If you are feeding the good dog becomes stronger. If you are feeding the bad dog or feeding the good dog means allowing ourselves to succumb to those tendencies, to succumb to those environments, to succumb to those habits, our old habits. That is like feeding the bad dog. Prabhupada somehow mercifully used to remind us. So Prabhupada lectures are very helpful in reminding us that we all are part and parcels of the Lord. We are dependent on the Lord. So this basic philosophy, the lectures of the Prabhupada also helps us in reminding us. And the devotees, I can recollect the past times in the lives of few devotees, not to speak of what to speak of from the scriptures, but from our ISKCON world as well. Those who were really grateful in their turmoils in the life, and how wonderfully they exhibited an example of a Vaishnava behavior, exemplary Vaishnava behavior. Now, examples are many, but immediately what I am able to recollect, I'll just mention a few. When His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj was in his last days, and he was having this terminal bone cancer, at that time, his leg was cut off. One of his leg, or I think both of his legs were cut off, and then his all bones were almost like gone, crushed, broken inside the body. He was having a lot of pains, and the doctors told him, I don't know how he is handling that the pain which is happening in his life. It is too much for anybody to tolerate. But then, what was happening in that situation? There were so many Prabhupada disciples who had left the movement, who were coming to meet him, and they were meeting him, and they were convinced, getting convinced by him. His spiritual consciousness was so high, this was convincing in those moments many of the Prabhupada disciples to come back actively to the movement again. And when he saw that he is able to do that, So when he saw that he is able to do that very effectively, then he would say in his last days that I am so fortunate. Prabhupada has given me so much, and I would not like to trade off my position to anybody. Now, I recollect the example of Jayanand Prabhu. Now, I have read a part of his life history. So in that it comes, when Jayanand Prabhu was also in his last days, he was also having terminal cancer, he was admitted into the hospital. So one devotee went to meet Jayanand Prabhu to encourage him, to console him. So when he went to meet Jayanand Prabhu in the hospital, what he saw that Jayanand Prabhu is in his bed, and there's all the patients who were there in the same ward, they had surrounded him. And Jayanand Prabhu was giving a lecture to them. And then, when this devotee came, then Jayanand Prabhu said, Hari Bo, now we have with us such an exalted devotee, such an exalted disciple of Prabhupada. Now he will give lecture to all of us. Prabhu, please come. And that devotee had brought prasadam with him. So he made him sit and give lecture. Then the devotee gave lecture. And the prasadam which he brought, Jayanand Prabhu distributed the prasadam to all the patients in the hospital. And he told, thank you Prabhu for coming at this time and helping all the conditioned souls. So that devotee mentions later, actually, I went to encourage him, but actually I was encouraged after meeting Jayanand Prabhu. And we know how he was in his earlier life as well. There is another devotee who is maybe unknown. His name was Kuvera Prabhu. He was disciple of His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So he was also having this some terminal disease in his life. So because of this, what was happening? His body had become very weak, and he was having no energy in the body. All the time he would be in bed, nothing else he could do. But still he had one rule in his life. Every Saturday morning he used to go to temple, and he would continue in spite of all the pains. He could walk hardly, he could sit hardly, but he would travel in bus on Saturday morning. He continued with his vow, and he used to go to temple every Saturday morning and come back. One day, while he was going, because he was very slow in getting down of the bus, one person was in hurry. He hurriedly got down, and this devotee, because of the push, he fell down on the road, on the side of the road. But he was having no strength to get up. So he was not able to get up. And people passing by, they thought that he is a person who is drunk, who has boozed out. And nobody was picking him up. And he was lying there for so long time. Somehow, by his strength, he could get up and went to temple. And came back and continued to go again all Saturdays to temple in the same spirit. So, when a person is having gratitude in his heart, then his heart is surcharged with such high degree of emotions for Lord and the Acharyas that no inconvenience matters. Nothing big or nothing small in life matters for him. He is very happy and satisfied with the opportunity for service which is given. In fact, this opportunity to serve the parampara, the deities in the parampara, is such a rare opportunity. And the biggest misfortune is that we take this opportunity for granted. And we take this opportunity cheaply. And then the Vaishnava prats and all such things creeps in. So to protect, as I was telling, we have to have Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Continuous Bhagavat Shravan. Continuous association of the Vaishnava is very much required. And we have to take responsibility of our own spiritual lives. To be individually very alert and attentive and be cautious. Otherwise, even the best of the things, best of the facilities, best of the opportunities to become Krishna conscious would not help us. We have brilliant examples of Kala Krishnadas, who was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he was in his South India Yatra. And South India Yatra, that was the time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was distributing Krishna Prem like anything. Anybody who would, he would just touch, he would embrace, that person would become surcharged with the love of Godhead. And he would go to his village. And whosoever in the village sees that person, all those people also would become complete ecstatic in the pure love of Godhead. And that's how villages were delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kala Krishnadas was seeing that happening in front of his eyes. But still, Kala Krishnadas got bewildered by those Bhattaharis. So even the Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself present and manifesting his most compassionate Leela. That also could not protect a person when he is himself individually not alert and cautious to access to the mercy, to take the mercy. We have example of Purushottam Prabhu, who was Prabhupada's disciple. It comes in Lilamrit. When that moon landing episode was happening, Prabhupada was telling boldly that the man never went to moon, but Purushottam Prabhu had doubt on the words of Prabhupada. And Purushottam Prabhu mentions that one day I went to Prabhupada, but I did not bow down to him. On that day, my faith was completely shaken. Faith was shaken earlier. Because of shaken faith, he did not bow down to Prabhupada. And he had a final talk with Prabhupada and he left after that. So, as I was telling, the best of the opportunities, the best of the things would not help us if we don't have this gratitude in our heart. If we don't have this service attitude in our heart. However, worst of the situations, worst of the things turn out very positive. Now, if you see the example of Prahlad only, when a child in his early life, at the age of 4 or 5, is exposed to such a terrorized environment, when his own father is ready to kill him, and through not one or two, but many, many means, so what would be the outcome? What that child will become after growing? After becoming a youngster, if he has undergone such experience, such horrible experiences, what Prahlad has undergone, any average child, what he becomes? I'm asking. Generally, what he becomes? Criminal, or mentally retarded person, or a terrorist. But Prahlad, undergoing such experiences, is becoming an asset to the society. Is becoming more and more deeper in his bhakti. He is becoming more and more sheltered in his Aradhya Dev, in his Ishtadev. So that is the power of bhakti. That's why Prabhupada used to say, there is no material impediment in the path of bhakti. Only, there is only one thing, one hindrance in our practice of pure Krishna consciousness, in our practice of pure bhakti. That hindrance is lack of our own desire. Lack of our own sincere desire to practice Krishna consciousness. Because somehow, if the desires are sincere and strong, Krishna manifests the situations, the people, the surroundings in such a way that we go deeper. So as I was telling, we have to take the responsibility to go deeper in our bhakti, to become more sincere, and to have that feeling of dependence on the Vaishnava Sangha, and the desperateness to practice Krishna consciousness, to execute the mission of Srila Prabhupada, to execute the mission of Guru. We see the wonderful example in our own acharyas of this desperateness. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it comes in his life history. Although, now his background was such that he was very scholarly and very great astrologer. So he used to do all his things, all his acts by calculating astrology. However, whenever Bhakti Vinod Thakur's instructions used to come in between astrology, he would prefer Bhakti Vinod Thakur's instructions. So at a person on a such a cadre to subdue himself becomes very difficult. In fact, one more example comes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had written a book on Sanskrit Vyakaran. And in his time, there was another scholar, I'm not recollecting the name, who had written a book on Sanskrit Vyakaran. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, and this Sanskrit scholar, both were in the boat, and they were just telling. And when this scholar came to know that Nimai Pandit also has written a book on Sanskrit Vyakaran, he became disturbed. He thought, if Nimai Pandit would write the book, nobody will read my book. He understood. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his heart, what he did, he took the book and threw it into the Ganges. Now, it is very... The Lord, when He does anything, He does it for the benefit of all the beings. So now, this Sanskrit Vyakaran written by the Lord Himself, He knew that there is no superior Vyakaran book available to this. He knew this perfectly well. But still He chose to throw His Vyakaran book into the river. Because He conveyed a deeper lesson through this act of His. He was conveying many lessons could be understood by different people, different acharyas. But what I was understanding that in Kali Yuga, how many of us will be really able to understand the Sanskrit? Will be able to have the time to read Sanskrit and come out and read the scriptures completely? However, He personified the teachings of the scriptures through His life. Through His acharan. So this act of humility was a great learning lesson for all of us, for all time to come, for the whole of humanity, that what is superior. In fact, that shloka which Prabhupada often quoted, yascha deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya kathita hi artha prakashante mahatmanah. One who has complete faith in both Guru as well as Krishna, in his heart, the import of the Vedic scriptures automatically gets revealed. All the purport of the Vedic scriptures automatically gets revealed without much endeavor. That was our Gaur Vishwadas Babaji Maharaj's life was a living example of that. And that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very desperate to take initiation from him. For a person of that cadre again, to come to this level, to take initiation from an illiterate person, but he was very much, although he was illiterate, but filled with the love of Godhead. So that's what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was attracted to. In fact, when it comes, in his life history, it comes when Gaurakishore Babaji, he heard the glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he came from Vrindavan to Navadvip to get association of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and to hear from him. And there, while associating with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at that time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also met him. And when he came across the humble dealings of the Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, at that time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was mentioning in his book, in his writings, that I was an impudent scholar who was searching for name and fame everywhere. But my Gurudev and my ever well-wisher friend Bhaktivinoda Thakur has shown me the real path, that this scholastic attitude will not give me anything, but the mercy is what is going to deliver me. And that's how he started going to Bhakti, to Gaurakishore Das Babaji, and asking for initiation. But Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj would say that I have not asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or I forgot to ask him, or I asked him but he refused to tell me, because you are such a qualified person, how can I initiate you? So finally, when he refused only, completely, at that time Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sat there completely broken into tears and started singing, Karuna Haibe Kandiya Kandiya Prana Rakhibo Ara. So that was a driving force for him, for getting the mercy of the Lord. We have example of Srila Prabhupada, how much he was desperate to carry out the instructions of his Gurudev. Once he met in 1922, and then he started, completely changed his lifestyle, completely changed his track, and started preaching. Started writing a lot of, in fact, the book, The Sword of Knowledge, contains all the articles which Prabhupada had written in India before going to the West. He was publishing articles in the newspaper. And towards the fag end of his life also, his desperateness continued. And he, what the outcome, what we see, is ISKCON. We also see the present, the current Acharya, the Vartaman Acharyas, who are having such a desperate desire to serve Srila Prabhupada. To name a few, I can recollect immediately His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj. No impediments, no material impediments is a foundation for their desperate service attitude. Now, all the medical things, all the medical claims, all the medical facilities have declared that Jayapataka Maharaj cannot do what he is doing. But he is going ahead and continuously carrying on the mission of Srila Prabhupada with full vigor, with full intensity. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, again seeing the wonderful contribution in the whole ISKCON world, not just ISKCON world, but towards the benefit of the whole humanity. Now, the systematic institutionalization of our movement has a great contribution by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, because the kind of temple, the magnificent temples which he has given to the ISKCON world. In fact, I was coming across Delhi. In Delhi there are 14 to 15 temples. So many of my known people who are in Delhi, who are not even devotees, they have a good appreciation and good understanding about ISKCON. So this, and when they have appreciation, they are appreciating Krishna and Acharyas directly or indirectly. So this is how the desperate desire to serve, the desperate service attitude, the desperate humility and gratitude of the few Vaishnavas benefit many, many, many. I would summarize whatever I have discussed. We started with this example of Hiranyakashipu, how when he saw the Lord, he developed vengeance and animosity more than the gratitude and the service attitude. However, when Prahlad saw, he became humble and started offering prayers. We saw how we also saw that how a devotee is always grateful. When we start counting the blessings of the Lord in our life, we'll have many reasons to be always grateful and humble, and to be cooperator, and to be obedient and loyal. However, the small things which brings inconvenience, makes us disobedient and disloyal. To protect ourselves from this attitude, from the wrong attitude, we have to have Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya and regular Shravanam, regular hearing, regular reading of Srila Prabhupada books. We also saw how Prabhupada reminded us of this basic fact again and again, that we all are servants. Nobody is independent. Only independent person is Krishna. And nobody else can take his role. We also saw how great facilities we have, which even the Prahlad, Dhruv and other acharyas did not have. Within the SCON society, Prabhupada has given us all the facility to become a pure devotee for an individual practitioner. This facility is very rare and very fortunate to have. We are very fortunate to have it. However, having ungrateful heart causes our patra to collect mercy to have leakages, to have holes, and we don't gather the mercy. We also saw how different devotees who had this grateful heart, who had this tremendous gratitude and desperate service attitude, like Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, Jayanand Prabhu, Kuber Prabhu, how they were exemplary in their personal lives. We also saw that even if we are not alert for our own personal life, that even the best of the opportunities will not help us. Like Kal Krishna's example we saw. That Lord was present in front of him, delivering many, many people, but he was trapped by the allurements of Maya. So I would like to stop here and ask for some comments, if anybody of you have some comments.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the whole world will be inundated by Krishna consciousness. So will it also include the three sampradaya other than Gaudiya sampradaya? And the second question is that in other sampradaya we immediately see what is the wrong thing going on. So can we correct them? For example, the Vallabh sampradaya people, they don't believe in Yugal Swarup, Radha and Krishna. They only believe in the Lala. But when they organize the Bhagavad Saptah, the first thing they jump on is the Ras Leela. So this is a very anomaly, big anomaly. So how is it within our power to correct them or point out to them that this is the contrast that is going on in your...
Okay. Thank you very much. Actually, only the people who are non-envious have the power to correct others. Their only correction will be beneficial. So that is the best way we can take the matter to the acharyas. That is the best way we can help them and help ourselves. I would like to invite, I was asking for the comments of the people. If we can ask them for having some, Prabhuji is giving some comment.
I like the point you made that Hiranyakashipu, although he was a demon, but he had many well-wisher like Brahma, Narad, Four Kumaraj, even his own son Prahlad, that he had opportunity to have darshan of the Lord. So, of course, I got a question in that, since you asked for a comment. The comment is, what the association of devotee, directly or indirectly, helps us. Although Hiranyakashipu association was association of the four Kumaraj. Look at that association. The four Kumaraj, they came. They stopped them to enter. But they are association. So association comes in any form, that also help. Then, Brahma, he performed tapasya, all this thing, association came. Now my question was that he was not doing favorable devotional service. He was doing unfavorable devotional service. And Narad Muni says that sometime I see that unfavorable devotional service is better than favorable devotional service. Because in unfavorable devotional service, one constantly thinks of the Lord. like Kamsa was thinking, and Kaspu was thinking. But it's not favorable. And my question is, how did he did not commit any offense or anything, although to Prahlad he was chastising, trying to harm him and so on, but not Vaishnava Prahlad. So what was the thing that, was it that only Ahetuki Kripa of all those Vaishnava that he had darshan of Narsingdev, or it was some his effort?
The previous question is, the darshan of Narsimhadev, what Hiranyakashipu got, what was it, was Ahetuki Kripa of so many Vaishnavas in his life, or it is because of his own credits that he got the darshan of the Lord? So although Prabhuji is himself self-sufficient to answer this question, but just for my, because he has instructed me to do so, I will attempt out of my impudence to answer this. Actually, Hiranyakashipu also had a personal relationship with the Lord directly, as you are himself mentioning in the spiritual world, with Jai Vijay. So Lord sent Jai Vijay on his own personal responsibility as well, on his own personal credit, because as Acharyas mentioned, you must be knowing better, that Lord wants us to experience the Virya Ras. So he had nobody else to experience. So he had to have the devotees acting as the powerful demons. So he sent his own devotees on his own merits, on his own responsibility, to the material planet. And all the Vaishnavas in his life, the centered around the Hiranyakashipu, he got association of many Vaishnavas, and he, through them, Lord acted. Lord himself is arranging those Vaishnavas in his life so that he can be elevated, he can get the more mercy, he can get more association. But the complete arrangement behind that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That is what is my understanding, because he is the person who has taken the responsibility. He only gave them option. He only came to save them and told to Chatushkumaras that I am ready to lop off my arms, and I'm asking forgiveness because they are my personal servants and they have offended you. So they also had a personal connection with the Lord, and they also had personal relationship with the Lord directly. This is what I can stop here. Granthas Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.